from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, another setback for New Jersey commuters that drive into Manhattan. The Trump administration has ordered that the congestion pricing program be stopped as of April 20th, but court documents submitted by the MTA show the federal government and the MTA have agreed to a timeline of legal motions that span several months. That likely means the April 20th deadline is off the table. Betsy Plum of the Riders Alliance talks about the benefits of congestion pricing.
It's also good for drivers who are getting into New York quicker from New Jersey, Long Island, Westchester, and from the furthest reaches of New York that need to benefit the most from the transit investments that we're about to see.
The Metropolitan Transportation Authority has said they don't plan to stop congestion pricing unless there's a court order. Officials in Lavalette say the annual beach sweep is scheduled for this Saturday, April 12th. The environmental advocacy group Clean Ocean Action organized the event. The cleanup begins at 9 o'clock Saturday morning at Philadelphia Avenue. And a South Jersey man is prison-bound for sexually assaulting two children.
Police launched an investigation in 2023 after two victims told their parents about being assaulted. In November, 58-year-old Henry Papalio of Gloucester City pleaded guilty in Burlington County to two counts of sexual assault of a child younger than 13. He's now been sentenced to 17 years in prison and must serve just over 14 before being eligible for parole. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Now the Ru Insurance Business report a blaring alarm for hiring managers. The rise of AI-generated profiles will mean that by the year 2028, a quarter of all candidates for jobs will be fake. This is according to research and advisory firm Gartner. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 320 points. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Ru Insurance for benefits, business, and personal insurance. Visit RUEinsurance.com. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone and any weather updates. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Our next rain chance at the end of the week is looking like a real soaker. Rainfall totals may exceed 1 to 2 inches, potentially enough to raise flooding alarm bells. Friday will be the wettest day for the Garden State. Tonight we freeze, almost all in New Jersey, popping below that magical 32-degree number. We'll put highs in the upper 20s. It'll be clear and dry. Still cool tomorrow, but with lots of sunshine and calmer winds, highs around 50. Thursday, mostly cloudy, breezy, and lower 50s. Scattered rain showers will creep in eventually. And Friday, we get wet. Rain will likely be heavy at times. Highs on Friday in the 50s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Morristown, 44. Ewing, 47. Turnersville, 45. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by David Bradley Chocolate Factory. The Boo Boo Bacon Bunny is back, filled with crisp bacon and handcrafted into premium chocolate. Online at dbchocolate.com or visit them in person. David Bradley in Robbinsville, your Easter candy headquarters.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.